What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. This is episode 485 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented to you by NYY Underground. I am your host, Christian, and I'm flying solo once again here on this Sunday after the New York Yankees just flat out embarrassed themselves, losing 7-1 to the Houston Astros, dropping this series 2-1. And things are not pretty in the Bronx right now. The New York Yankees are clinging to a final wild card spot. And by clinging, I mean technically don't even fully own one. Because as you guys know, as longtime listeners of this show know, I am a loss column guy. And the Yankees are tied in the loss column for that final wild card spot with the Cleveland Guardians of all teams. A team that has two guys on investigative leave for gambling, possible gambling violations. A team that's sold at the deadline. That's the team the Yankees are battling it out with right now for the final wild card. There are actually 3 games behind the Seattle Mariners for the second wild card. That's how pathetic the New York Yankees are at the moment. The Yankees came into this series against the Houston Astros needing to prove a point here. The Yankees came into this series against the Houston Astros needing to come out here and play good baseball against a good baseball team in the Astros, okay? And what the Yankees did is prove to you that they're not ready. And what I mean by they're not ready to make a run in October. The New York Yankees can change over a third of this roster at the trade deadline, and the same problems still persist that persisted previous to the trade deadline and persisted last year in all the years of Aaron Boone's tenure here. The Yankees had a game on Friday night where they were tied 2-2 going into the 10th inning. Okay, this game should infuriate every single Yankee fan out there. There should be no more excuse making. There shouldn't be no more, oh, we're not going to blame the manager for this, because Aaron Boone, it's Sunday now. It is Sunday evening. And I still cannot get over what happened in the Yankee game on Friday night. The Yankees fall down immediately 2-0 with Cam Schlittler on the mound, and they rally in the sixth inning to tie the game at 6, okay? I mean, in the sixth inning to tie the game at 2. It goes scoreless all the way into the 10th inning. We come back from commercial break, and who's standing on the mound? Who's standing on the mound for the New York Yankees? Devin Williams. We decided on Monday that Devin Williams can no longer be the closer because every single game the Yankees have to win here on out, they need to, they desperately need to win. So in a game that the Yankees had with a lead in the ninth inning, blows the game on Monday night. Then on Tuesday, 0-0 in the eighth inning. Boone said, you can't be the closer anymore. But here's another high leverage spot. What does that Devin Williams do? He gives up 2 runs. Yankees lose that game. Friday, David Bednar, we talked about this on the show Thursday, dropped his nuts on the mound, made sure the Yankees got a win. And now Yankee fans are starting to feel, this is what we do, right? We start to feel a little, it only takes one win, right? It only takes one win to get this, to get you thinking that that's the win, right? It only takes one to get you to think that's the win. Sorry if you had to hear me slurping there. I had to take a sip of my soda. Okay. Keep your minds out of the gutter. Anyway, we come home Friday night. It's Old Timers Day weekend, celebrating the 2000 World Champions. Yankees get this game tied in the sixth inning. We're in the 10th inning now, as I just said. Devin Williams is on the mound. And Kay, I'm leaving silence there on purpose so it sinks in. Blew the game on Monday. Removed from the closer role. Still put in a high leverage situation on Tuesday. Gives up runs. Gives up the winning margin. And then on Friday, he's on the mound again in a high leverage situation. The first pitch he throws is so bad. It looks like the pitches Ortiz and Clase threw that got them involved in this gambling, got them picked up in this gambling ring or whatever the hell is going on. That's how bad it was. Like he placed a bet on himself to throw a ball in that situation. And then he gives up, naturally, Correa knocks in the run, and he gives up 2 more. Yankees get a little bit of a rally going in the 10th inning, but they lose 5-3. And Aaron Boone is going to sit there, and this is what infuriates me more than anything. He's going to lie to you. He's going to gaslight you in the postgame show. Well, we didn't have David Bednar. We didn't have Mark Leiter Jr. I mean, we had a day off here. I would have given the Yankees a pass on David Bednar having thrown 40-plus pitches on Wednesday, even with the day off. I would have given him a pass on that. And I kind of did. But Mark Leiter Jr., I understand he's coming back from injury, but Mark Leiter Jr. can't throw an inning there. And I know Tim Hill is not going to prove my point here based on how he performed in the 9th inning today up against a bunch of right-handed hitters. But you had Hill. You had Hedrick. You had other options. And, yeah, maybe those are not the options you want with a right-handed lane coming in. But you cannot put Devin Williams back on the mound in a high-leverage situation there. That's something that can't happen. Tim Hill could have went out and gave up 10 home runs consecutively. As long as Devin Williams is not on the mound, there's no Yankee fan that's crying about that. There's no Yankee fan that's upset about that because everybody realizes Devin Williams cannot be on the mound in a high-leverage situation. Everybody except for one person, and that's the person that makes the decisions, right? The one that we're led to believe is the one making the phone call. We see him making the phone call, or Matt Blake, or who's telling Matt Blake? I'm assuming it's Aaron Boone, right? He's the manager of the team. He's the one making the calls there. Get Devin Williams up. Get him in the game. It doesn't matter who comes into the game in that situation. It just can't be Devin Williams. And guess what happened? Devin Williams lost the game for the Yankees. I would have given the Yankees a pass on David Bednar not pitching on Friday night, except for one reason and one reason only. You would bet your last dollar that if this was game 3 of the American League Division Series tied 1-1 and the Yankees had a game that they were tied in the 10th inning in and Bednar had not pitched yet, he would be on the mound in October. And the Yankees are still playing like this is one of 162. The Yankees being the actual worst team in the American, that's not hyperbole, that's the truth. The Yankees being the actual worst team in the American League since June 13th has cost them the opportunity, or the luxury, I should say, of playing these games as they are as one of 162. What the Yankees have to do is treat every game like they're going to go home if they don't win this game. And that's the position they've put themselves in, because any single game the Yankees don't win could cost them a playoff spot. Because as I mentioned, they're tied in the loss column for the third wild card now with the Cleveland Guardians. Let that sink in, everybody. Yeah, and you know what? Maybe if the Yankees put Bednar on the mound on Friday, they don't win on Saturday. It's a risk you have to take at this point. You cannot play for tomorrow anymore. That's the position the Yankees have put themselves in by being the worst team in the American League since June 13th. You can't play for tomorrow anymore. There's no, well, I can't put him on the mound today. I got to save him for tomorrow. You have to win every single game put in front of you. And I hate when the Yankees do that when they have a large lead in the American League East. I hate when they play for tomorrow, or it's early on in the season and they play for tomorrow. Now imagine now that it's August 10th and nothing's guaranteed to them on August 10th because of how poorly they played, and they're still playing for tomorrow. Because there's no urgency in this team. This team believes that tomorrow will always come. No, we won't get him today. We'll get him tomorrow. And again, we go to Saturday. And the gutless leadership of the New York Yankees must have loved hearing everything that the old-timers had to say before the game yesterday. Here's a quote from Jorge Posada.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You look it up here. They got to get a little angry. They need to have a chip on the shoulder. You can't be friends with everybody. And I don't think Jorge meant you can't be friends with everybody, meaning like you can't be slapping hands and joking with the opposition before the game. I think he was taking a direct shot at Aaron Boone right there. These are your players. You're supposed to be their boss, their manager. You can't be friends with everybody. Hard decisions have to be made. Willie Randolph came out and said, nobody's afraid to play us anymore. There's no use. He remembers the day of being a part of the Bronx Zoo in the 70s, of being a coach on those dynasty championship teams. Teams came into Yankee. That was the biggest advantage the Yankees had. Teams came into Yankee Stadium and were afraid to play the Yankees. I'm not afraid to play the Yankees with that bubble-blowing buffoon in the dugout anymore. This team is softer than what's in a baby's diaper. And we see it time and time again. I don't know how many times I have to say this. The Yankees are like Rocky in Rocky III. They just flat out get punched in the face and they stay on the mat. It was the first fight with Clubber Lang. You all know what I'm talking about. He could have gotten up. He's looking around. He's like, I don't want no more. Stayed on the mat. And that's what the Yankees do when they get punched in the face. Like, oh, we don't want no more. And then in the eighth inning yesterday, they had a 4-2 lead. Easy as easy gets with that double play with Camilo Duvall. Botches it. Houston ties the game. I mean, we're saved by Trent Grisham in the guts of David Bednar. I mean, if the last two times we've seen David Bednar on the mound for the New York Yankees, you haven't seen everything that you want to see out of what a closer should be, then I don't know what else you'd want to see. Yeah, that at bat where he walked in the game, the tying run, he got a little too cute, and I think Andy Pettit was in the booth at the time, and he said that. And I agree with that. You have to make your pitch and try to get him to strike out or at least, you know, he was trying for the strikeout. He tried too hard for it because we saw how, you know, he just dominated the next two hitters there. But also he came into an absolute mess. It's one out with the bases loaded and you're trying to protect the one run lead. And I said, you know, if he walks out of this tied, he did a good job. And I'm, you know, I always tell people, I'll come on here and I'll tell you when I was wrong. And I was, you know, I feel like I was wrong on Trent Grisham. Do I still believe that the Yankees should have never let Trent Grisham get the opportunity to have the season that he's having? Yeah, because he was pegged at being a fourth outfielder. And we thought with Judge Bellinger and Dominguez, that was going to be our outfield. And it's, we've seen the regression of Jason Dominguez as a baseball player, and we've seen Trent Grisham make himself a lot of money being a free agent here because he's a starting player in this league and a clutch one at that. I think 76% out of the home runs he's hit this year, he's got 20, have either tied or given the Yankees a lead. I mean, what more could you ask for out of the guy offensively? I mean, he's been great. I don't like that the Yankees, you know, did this at the expense of Jason Dominguez, but they were right about this. Trent Grisham deserved to play every day, and it's August 10th here, and we rebounded from the Grisham regression. He wasn't as hot as he was early on, but he's been a pretty steady force in this lineup all season long. So Grisham and Bednar saved the Yankees from a complete disaster this weekend. Because then we go to today's game here on Sunday afternoon, and you heard Aaron Boone before the game said the reason why Max Fried has been struggling through his last seven starts here, he's not getting strike one. And then you see Max in the first inning make a concerted effort to get strike one. And Jeremy Pena, you know, drove one to the wall on the first pitch of the game. You know, they were not really quality first pitch strikes because, as we've seen, Jose Altuve hit a home run. And maybe now we can stop booing Jose Altuve. Because as Carlos Correa said, if I was a Yankee fan, I wouldn't boo this guy because he feeds off it. And every single time Jose Altuve comes into Yankee Stadium, you boo him. And he puts his nuts on your face. And he did it again this weekend. So you can think you're getting all the revenge you want for 2017. And look, if anybody's been on this, it's been me here. I don't think the Yankees lost the ALCS because of cheating. Aaron Judge probably lost the MVP because of cheating, although stupid voting overrides that. So you can continue to come out here year after year and boo Jose Altuve as if it extracts some sort of revenge. And what he does is laughs at you and puts his nuts on your face. And as a Yankee fan, I do not enjoy that. That's why I don't boo Jose Altuve. If you want to continue to do that, but just know it's going to come at the expense of Jose Altuve putting his nuts on your face. Because that's what he likes to do to Yankee fans. And he did it again this weekend. So when the game really got away from the Yankees was in the fourth inning, I believe. Let me fact check that here. I think it was the fourth inning. Hold on, guys. I'm sorry. I thought I had this up. There's one thing I will say this. I used to hate doing shows by myself, and I really still don't enjoy it, but I've gotten much more comfortable at it. The thing that really still bothers me about it is when I'm trying to look up something and I don't want to leave the air dead, but I end up doing it. No, it was in the fifth inning. I'm sorry. In the fifth inning, really no excuses for Max Fried. I mean, you have to get out of the inning there, not allowing another run, but that's strike three. Umpire missed it. But you still have to get out of the inning. You're Max Fried. You're getting paid a boatload of money to be the ace of his staff. Now we're going on almost 2 months here where this guy can't even get into the sixth inning. I don't know what it is. I can only attribute maybe the blister to some of it. What is noticeable to me is even up in the count, he's lacking an out pitch right now. It's another game where he only throws five innings. He's getting involved in long counts, and he's not making the pitch he needs to make. I don't know, man. It's frustrating because of how friggin' good he was through the first, two and a half months of the season. But it seems like as the Yankees have gone bad, so has Max Fried. And through the early part of the season, that's the guy you wanted on the mound. Every time the Yankees had a loss, he went out there and he went out there and he delivered. He shoved. He made sure the losing streaks would stop. Although they haven't. They've only continued now with Max Fried on the mound. It's frustrating because this guy has the stuff in the makeup to be an ace. He really does. I don't think that the first 2 months were a fluke. You look at his career numbers, I don't think they're a fluke. I mean, was it 2021? He's got the best ERA in all of baseball. Oh, but he stinks in the postseason. Okay, a lot of people stink in the postseason. You know, I'm debating somebody today. Postseason numbers tell the true story about somebody. Well, in that case, then why don't we get rid of Aaron Judge? You guys think everybody that stinks in the postseason shouldn't be on this team? I'll tell you, a lot of guys that have really good career numbers in the postseason, like Kike Hernandez, that you wouldn't... You want him to be an everyday player on your baseball team? I don't think so. You take Kike Hernandez over Aaron Judge because Kike Hernandez has got better postseason numbers? I mean, do you see how ridiculous you sound? And this is somebody that's defended Aaron Judge's postseason numbers because early in his career, I don't think they were really that bad. Were they on the level of what he's capable of doing in the regular season? No, of course not. But they're really not that terrible. Max Fried has got to get it right, man, because the Yankees are not going to go – if the Yankees – they're not going to get to the postseason without Max Fried getting it right, number one. And if they do get to the postseason, they're not getting out of this wild card round without him getting it right. You're going to put him on the mound in game one, and if he's giving you five innings, giving up four runs, the series is over. So I don't know what's more frustrating today, the fact that Max Fried laid another egg or the Yankees can't hit. Jason Alexander comes into the game today, spot start. Didn't find out he started until after the game yesterday. ERA almost six. Is no hitting the Yankees into the sixth inning. What are we talking about here? How many times do we have to see these terrible, terrible, terrible pitchers come into the Yankee Stadium and just shut the Yankees down? The Angels threw two guys that are worse than him, shut the Yankees down. I mean, it's at Yankee Stadium of all places. You can't hit guys that have ERAs near six. Another one today. you get that win on Saturday. And we got Max Fried against a we don't even know. And then we got Max Fried against a guy with a 6-year ERA. Come on, man. There's no reason we shouldn't be walking out of here with a series win, feeling good about ourselves as the schedule starts to lighten up here with the Yankees playing the Twins, White Sox, Twins and White Sox here. Excuse me. The Twins, Cardinals, Tampa in the next three series, and then Boston, and then Washington and Chicago to round out the month. It's a lot of wins right there, possibly. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, look, the Yankees are going to get right, and they'll get to, you know, at least in a wild card to where they need to be, but because of the teams they're playing. But do you trust that? You honestly sit there and trust that the New York Yankees are going to win enough games against these bad teams with the way they play? It's tough, man. It's tough watching this team play baseball right now, because every game that they win, they give you that little bit of hope. This is the one we talked about. The Jazz double against the Orioles, that was the one. It wasn't. The Grand Slam against the Atlanta Braves, that was the one. It wasn't. The game against Texas, the one they find, you know, the finale, you know, Bednar goes out there and nuts up on the mound. That's the one. It wasn't. Bednar nuts up again, and then the clutch home run from Grisham, that was the one. It wasn't. So how many more of this is the one that's not really the one are they going to have? I don't trust this team. I don't trust the manager, and I do not trust the New York Yankees to make a run here, even against bad teams. We talked about this on Thursday. That game against Texas, did that save Aaron Boone's job?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, because there are people saying, I hope they miss the playoffs because they'll fire Aaron Boone. I don't think it's going to happen. It would have been interesting to see how bad things got if with the off day coming into Old Timers Day, because I think that would have played into it. if they would have pulled the trigger there. But I think he's safe now for the rest of the season. I think he's safe for next year. I've always felt that he was safe for next year, really. I just think that things kind of gotten really, really bad had they going into that finale against Texas with the off day going into Old-Timers Day, that there was a possibility. It was the first time I ever felt there was a possibility, and a possibility like 49%. That's how low, still low I was on it. Does Hal Steinbrenner not care about what guys that played for his dad, coached for his dad, are saying about this current team? Does Brian Cashman not care about what guys that he was a general manager for, coached for him while he was general manager? Does he not care what they have to say? Are the Yankees that stubborn? Are the Yankees that stupid to think that this is working? Everything was right there for the Yankees last year. And Aaron Boone on the national stage in the World Series flushed it all down the toilet with putting Nestor Cortez on the mound. And sloppy baseball that allowed the Dodgers to tie that game. Because we'll go back to that, man. If the Yankees win game one, that's a completely different series. And who knows what happens. And the Yankees get the one ring that they needed to get with Aaron Boone. And Creed wants to play. That's probably what you hear down there. Coming up into the mic here. Squeaking his duck. And this year, with what they thought was a soft American League, and, you know, I thought they did a good job in the offseason. We always said this, it was not the offseason to lose a superstar, but I thought they did a good job. I love Cody Bellinger. Paul Goldschmidt was hot through the first half of the season, and so was Max Fried. But they have not been able to end the Boone swoon. We're going on 2 months. It started on June 13th. It's August 10th now. 2 months, man. That's not a small sample size. And the Yankees will do, and if the Yankees do get through this weak part of their schedule with enough wins to get into the postseason, they'll fool me. They'll fool everybody because we're fans and we want to have the irrational fan in us that don't make the run now. They got hot at the end of the year. They'll make the run. And what's going to happen when they face a team that can punch them in the mouth? Because any team that they face in the American League playoffs this year can punch them in the mouth. You know, I got mad at people that saying the Yankees that had an easy path to the World Series last year, even though those games were not easy. I mean, if you were a Yankee fan and you watched them, you didn't feel like that was a cakewalk at all. But fair is fair, and Kansas City and Cleveland could not punch the Yankees in the mouth. This year is going to be different. Anybody, if the Yankees are lucky enough to survive the rest of this regular season and face into the American League playoffs, any of them are capable of punching the Yankees in the mouth. And can the Yankees get up off the mat? Can they rebound? Because for 2 months now, they've been constantly getting punched in the mouth. They win five in a row, then they lose three in a row. They take three out of four from Tampa. And then what happens? They lose six in a row. At some point, you have to admit that this is who the Yankees are. They're a highly mediocre baseball team that got off to a hot start with a terrible manager. The manager sets the culture in the clubhouse. The manager sets the culture in the clubhouse, and he tells the Yankees there will always be tomorrow. You hear it in the way that they speak. Except for, and we mentioned Rocky III earlier in the show. I'll mention it again. There is no tomorrow. The Yankees live like there is tomorrow. There is no tomorrow for the New York Yankees in 2025. When it's August 10th and you are tied for the third wild card with the Cleveland Guardians, there is no tomorrow. That is why you can't use the excuse, oh, well, David Bednar threw 40 pitches on Wednesday. I don't have him now on Friday. Because if this was October, he'd be on the mound. The Yankees don't have the luxury of playing for tomorrow anymore. Every game needs to be treated like it's game five of the division series. Every game needs to be played like if you don't win, you're going home. That's the position the Yankees put themselves in. The Yankees don't get the luxury of saying there is tomorrow. That is called complacency. That is called a lack of urgency. And when people say that the manager isn't what the manager used to be 10, 15, 20 years ago, fine, I'm not going to argue with that. But what the manager is a guy that sets the clubhouse culture. And the Yankees have a clubhouse culture that says to them, we can always get them tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow is another day. Except for the Yankees don't have that luxury anymore. There is no tomorrow. But the Yankees keep playing like there is one. If that's the takeaway from today's show, then that should be the takeaway from today's show. There is no tomorrow. The Yankees are going to wake up to play the Minnesota Twins on Monday, and they're going to wake up knowing that they are not even guaranteed. They don't even fully own. They don't have complete ownership of a friggin' playoff spot on August 10th. On June 12th, there was a lot of people, myself included, that thought the Yankees were going to cakewalk to the American League division. And then the Boone Swoon hit. And it hits every year. But the Yankees, they managed to get themselves right at some point. Now we're going on 2 months where this shit has been going on. 2 months. And they have not been able to get out of their own way here. At some point, the Yankees have to recognize there is no tomorrow. But it wasn't this weekend against the Astros. And I said it on Thursday, Aaron Boone has never beat the Astros in a big spot. You know, they can talk about it on Apple TV on the game on Friday. The Yankees were 7-1 in their last eight, whatever it was, against the Astros. None of them really mattered. What, the end of the year in 2023 when the Yankee season was already over? Last year when, at the beginning of the year? Statement, sure, but it wasn't a big spot in the season. And again, this weekend, you have to start winning series. And Houston just laughed at him, clowned him, embarrassed him like they always do. There is no tomorrow. But the Yankees will continue to play the last 45 or 50 games, however much is left in the season, like there is a tomorrow. And you know, we can go into game 162 with the Yankees down two games in it and being mathematically eliminated. And this is how stupid they are, because I can say that because that's what I've witnessed out of the Aaron Boone-led Yankees. We'll get them tomorrow. And I'm somebody that always enjoys going to the Yankee games. I love going to Yankee Stadium. I got tickets for the game on Monday night. I have zero desire to go to this game. Zero. I don't care that they're playing the Twins and what should be a layup. If I didn't already have these tickets in my hand and promise my daughter that now she's excited to go to the game, there's absolutely zero chance that I'm taking my time and my money to cross the George Washington Bridge during rush hour to watch this abomination play baseball. When I say that, you know it's gotten bad. But we'll look ahead here to the Minnesota Twins coming into Yankee Stadium. All 7:05 starts here. The Twins are the ultimate get-right team for the Yankees. If the Yankees don't, at the very least, win 2 out of 3 and bludgeon the Twins in one of these two games, this season's over. And it can't get, and we talk about this every single time I look at the pitching matchups. It can get tricky for the Yankees, because guess who the Yankees are facing on Wednesday? Wait for it. So tomorrow, 7:05, it's going to be Zebby Matthews in his 5.17 ERA against Will Warren. And then Tuesday, 7:05, it's TBD against Carlos Rodon. And then this is why I said wait for it, because if the Yankees don't already have this series wrapped up on Wednesday, it's Cam Schlittler against Joe Ryan. Got confidence that Yankees are going to go out there and hit Joe Ryan. Haven't already lost one of these games in this series. So, just like Apollo Creed told to Rocky Balboa, I'm telling it to the New York Yankees. There is no tomorrow. Start playing with the urgency that your play over the last 2 months has caused here. Or else, on Because the season, the old joke was the Yankees won't be playing October baseball and the season ends on October 1st. Well, the season actually ends on September 28th this year. So if you want to see the calendar, click over to October, Aaron Boone. Instill it in your ball club. There is no tomorrow. All right, guys. Thank you for joining me here today. Please I always get twisted. How long I've been doing this, I still get twisted. Please subscribe to the show on the very podcast platform you're listening to it on right now if you haven't done so already. And leave us a 5-star rating and review. And I want everybody to hear that. That's a big round of applause to Pete and Jira and small part us and Kev and Francis and everybody that's put in the hard work over the last few years here. We've reached 50,000 subscribers on NYY Underground. Proud to be just a small part of that in the growth. And just we have the absolute best community in all of Yankee content creation. And that's thank you guys so much for that. And so if you are not one of the 50,000, go over there to YouTube. We might be back live on Thursday. Pete might be traveling, but we'll touch that when we get a little bit closer there. Subscribe to NYYU on YouTube. And please make sure you tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. I want to thank everybody that's listened to the show here, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to episode 485. It's just me, Oos. I'll see you guys later.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.